ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। गोपी आददे त्वयि कृतागशी दाम तावद् या ते दशाश्रु कलिलंजन कलिलंजन संभ्रमाक्षम वक्त्रम वक्त्रम नीनीय भय भावनया स्थितस्य सा मां विमोहयति। भीर आपि यद विभेति। गोपाददे त्वयि कृतागसि दाम तावत् याते दशाश्रु कलिलंजन संभ्रमाक्षम। वक्त्रं निनीय भयभावनया स्थितस्य सामं विमोहयति। भीरोपि जद् विभेति। गोपी द काउहर्ड लेडी यशोदा आददे टू कप तोयि ऑन ईयर कृतागसी क्रिएटिंग डिस्टर्बेंसेस by breaking the butter pot, dama, rope, tavat, at that time, ja, that which, te, your, dasha, situation, ashru kalila, overflooded with tears, anjana, ointment, Shambhrama, perturbed, Aksham, eyes, Bhaktram, face, Niniya, downwards, Bhayobhavanaya, by thoughts of fear, Sthitasya, of the situation, Sa, that, Mam, me, Bimohayati, bewilders, bhirapi, even fear personified, jat, whom, bibheti, is afraid. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you are afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me.
বাংলা অনুবাদ হচ্ছে কি? কার কে কে বাংলা, কার কে কে ইংরেজি বুঝতে অসুবিধা হবে কার? হ্যাঁ, তাহলে সোমনাথ তুমি ট্রান্সলেট করো, তোমার পেছনে সোমনাথের পাশে গিয়ে বসো। না পেছনে পেছনে যাবে। বাংলা শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম আছে না, তাহলে ওটা ওকে দিয়ে দে। পারপোর্ট বাই হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস শিল প্রভুপাদ, হিয়ার ইজ অ্যানাদার এক্সপ্লেনেশন অব দ্য বিউল্ডারমেন্ট ক্রিয়েটেড বাই দ্য পাস্ট টাইমস অব দ্য সুপ্রিম লর্ড। The Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here is a specific example of the Lord's being the Supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of His pure devotees. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. And while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of His devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection, without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude. But the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, consider the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Golok Vrindavan are exchanged in the spirit. The friends of Krishna considers him one of them. They do not consider him to be a reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisement of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, he accepts the reproaches of his fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When the Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Golok Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, he displayed a unique picture of subordination before his foster mother, Yashoda. The Lord, in his naturally childish playful activities, used to spoil the stock butter of Mother Yashoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to his friends and playmates, including the monkeys of Vrindavan, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Yashoda saw this, and out of her pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for a transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yashoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared often by fear personified, yet he is afraid of his mother, who wanted to punish him just in an ordinary manner. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yashoda was not. Therefore, Yashoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yashoda got the Lord as a child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself. If Mother Yashoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord,
she would certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord. But she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yashoda. This exchange of love between the mother and the son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yashoda is praised for her unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. Goppa dade toi kritagasi damatavad jate dashasru kalilanjana sambhramaksham baktram niniya bhayabhavanayastitasya samang vimohayati bhirapi jad vibheti. Though you may think that your tune ado shraddha attitude displays ashraddha, so in future you follow that etiquette. My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears which washed the mascara of your eyes, and you are afraid you will ring to me. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So here Kunti Devi in Vrindavan, in a certain way, they treated Krishna, just Krishna, as the supreme personality of Godhead. The cowherd boys did not consider that Krishna is, therefore they treat him like the supreme personality of Godhead. Oisharjapar, Shambhram. They treat him as God, but in Vrindavan, it is a totally different kind of treatment. That is called, therefore that relationship is called Madhur Rosh, conjugal relationship, conjugal love. They treat Krishna in a conjugal relationship as the someone who is very Krishna, as not mention about the pastimes that Krishna had with the younger girls, younger gopis. Because as a mother, she is not aware of that pastimes. As the mother, the mother doesn't really talk about the son's affairs with her, with his girlfriends. So similarly, Kunti Devi is not speaking about that. That's a basic, that's a general feeling, because the parents don't discuss about the love affairs of the children. So senior devotees, senior members of Vrindavan, they are simply concerned about their love affairs with Krishna. They treat Krishna just like a child. And they don't treat Krishna as anything other than their own little child. So, Goppa dade toi kritagashi damatavat. Mother Yashoda tied Krishna up with a rope. Now, if Mother Yashoda knew that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, She could never do that. Here, by the arrangement of Jogamaya, Mother Yashoda forgot that Krishna is God. Therefore, she could treat Krishna in that way. She treated Krishna just like our own little child. And Krishna also acted just like a little child. Krishna also went to act in such a way, Krishna also acted in such a way that Mother Yashoda became angry with Krishna. Krishna wanted to actually have this kind of reciprocation with the residents of Vrindavan. Therefore, Krishna acts in such a unique way. What did Krishna do? Krishna broke the pots of butter. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of endeavor to make butter. Mother Yashoda boiled the milk, made it into yogurt, and then she had to churn the yogurt, and then the butter came floating on the surface. Then she collected the butter. It's a lot of hard work. So the butter was kept in a pot. But what did Krishna do? Krishna broke the pots. And why Krishna broke the pots? Because Krishna became upset. Krishna became very angry. Why did Krishna become angry? Because he was drinking his mother's breast milk. At that time Krishna was about 5 years old. But in Vedic society, the children drink mother's milk even when the child is 5 years or 6 years old. Nowadays, what to speak of 5, 6 years, mothers don't even give their milk to their children. Even when they're 5 or 6 days old. That's the unfortunate state of affairs. And that's why the relationship doesn't grow between mother and children. The mother don't take care of this, what is happening in the human society. But in the Vedic culture we see perfect human behavior and perfect human society. Everybody deals in that society in a most perfect way. So Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding Krishna when Krishna was about 5 years old. And she was deriving great joy just looking at Krishna's beautiful face. Joy. When the milk, we're getting a taste of burning butter, inattentive, Mother Yashoda saw that the milk was just overflowing, spilling over from the pot. But Krishna was on her lap, so she just quickly put Krishna down and she just ran to take care of the milk. And just this gesture of Mother Yashoda made Krishna very upset. Krishna thought that I was drinking my mother's milk, scattered all over. And in the meantime, Mother Yashoda came back. Krishna ran away he was hiding. But Mother Yashoda saw that Krishna running away, so she decided. She became very angry. Mother Yashoda, although she is dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but she became angry with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like a mother becomes angry when the child becomes naughty. So, out of anger, what Mother Yashoda did? She picked up a stick and she ran after Krishna. And Krishna also ran. And Anghur Netram Jugmang Mrijantam Karam Bhoja Jugmena Shatanka Netram Rudantam Muhur Netram. Krishna started to cry and tears started to flow from Krishna's eyes. Rudantam Muhur Netram Jugmang Mrijantam and Karam Bhoja Jugmena Shatanka Netram. Jugmay Mrijantam, he started to wipe the tears of his eyes with both of his hands. Karam Bhoja Jugmena and Shatanka Netram, and he was very afraid. With fearful eyes he looked at Mother Yashoda. Shatanka Netram. And then when Mother Yashoda saw that Krishna was afraid, she, like a natural mother, she felt, oh, the child is afraid. So if he becomes too afraid, then it'll be bad for him. Therefore, she dropped the stick. She thought that it's not good for a child to be too afraid. It affects the mentality of the growing of the mentality of the child. So Krishna, the Mother Yashoda then dropped the stick to feel Krishna overcome, to let Krishna overcome his fear. So then Mother Yashoda at the same time thought that he has done something wrong, so he must be punished. So thinking that, she decided to tie the child up. So she then went and got some rope and tried to tie up Krishna. But she found, to her great amazement, that the rope was 2 inches too short. The rope was not enough to tie. It's a little short. Then she went and got some more ropes and tied those ropes together to tie Krishna. That also was short. In this way, she got all the ropes in the house. Now you can well imagine how much rope she had at her house. Nanda Maharaj was a cowherd man. So it was the house of a cowherd people who had cows in the house. So when you have cows in the house, you need ropes to tie the cows. And how many cows Nanda Maharaj had? 9 lakhs cows Nanda Maharaj had. 900,000 cows Nanda Maharaj had. So Yashoda didn't have any short of ropes. She got so much ropes and finally she became completely exhausted. She was sweating and she was completely tired. So Krishna then thought, okay, my mother became quite exhausted. So then Krishna allowed Mother Yashoda to tie him up. So, and then Mother Yashoda tied Krishna up to the mortar, Udukhal. Yashodabhi alukhalad dhavamanam. Alukhal, Udukhal, alukhalad means from the Udukhal, mortar. So Mother Yashoda tried Krishna up with that Udukhal that Krishna actually climbed on, right? He climbed on top of that to get the milk, get the butter pot. So, as a punishment, Mother Yashoda tied him up to the mortar. So Kunti Devi is saying, that is so wonderful that you treated Krishna like your little child and tied him up with ropes. The personality in whose belly the entire creation is situated, that poor belly was trying to be tied up by Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda was trying to tie up that belly. Namastistu dhamne sphurodipti dhamne tadi udarayatha vishyasya dhamne. Like udara means belly. Krishna's belly is tadiyo udaraya vishyasya dhamne. Vishyasya means entire creation. And dhamne means the abode. Krishna's belly is the abode of entire creation. And Mother Yashoda tied that belly up. How did she do that? Not with the ropes. She tied up with her love. So it is with her love that Mother Yashoda tied Krishna up. It is with her love that she could deal with Krishna in this way. And Krishna is very fond of this loving exchange. Krishna wants his mother to love him like that. It is an expression of love that she chased after Krishna, picked up a stick, chastised, and then she thought, oh, he should not become afraid. And Kunti Devi is making that point, that the fear personified is afraid of you. You cause fear to the fear personified. Bhayat, bibheti, bhir api jad bibheti, bhir api jad bibheti, whom even bhi means fear, whom even fear is afraid of. Fear personified, jad bibheti, swayam bhayam. Even the fear personified is afraid of Krishna. And that Krishna was afraid of you. Why? Because of love. What is that line? Bhakti baddham. Mother Yashoda bhakti baddham. With her bhakti, she tied up Krishna, not with the ropes. Who can tie the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So, that's why Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna are so wonderful. And Prabhupada is pointing that out in the purport, that, of course, Kunti Devi was the aunt of Krishna. She had a very, very intimate relationship with Krishna. She was a relative of Krishna. But Yashoda's position was even more exalted, because Yashoda treated Krishna just as her little child, which fortune Kunti Devi didn't have, or even Devaki didn't have. Even Devaki could not treat Krishna as a child. Krishna was taken away from Mother Devaki when he was just after he was born. So Devaki did not get this good fortune of treating Krishna like a child. Her own little child. Devaki could not breastfeed Krishna. Devaki could not hold Krishna on her lap like her own baby. But Mother Yashoda did. And that is why the fortune of Mother Yashoda is far greater than the fortune of Mother Devaki. And ultimately, Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are far superior to Krishna's Mathura pastimes or Dwarka pastimes. In those pastimes, Krishna is the supreme child, supreme friend, supreme lover. These three mellows, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhur, are three unique relationships with the Supreme Personality of God. That is available only in Vrindavan and nowhere else. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.